Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, keep your rejoices on, because there'll be more. God wants to do something really good for you today. Praise the Lord. I want to talk to you about faith laughs at impossibilities. Faith laughs at impossibilities. Everybody state with me, faith laughs at impossibilities. Now, I know that seems illogical or unreasonable, but it is the program of God as a part of your joy and rejoicing lifestyle as a Christian believer. If you're not a Christian believer, just get in Christ. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. God can make you a new creation today. Because every day is a brand new day in Christ. Every day. Did you hear what I just said? Every day is a brand new day in Christ. That means yesterday's woes, sorrows, problems, peril, and pain is not today's. This is the day that the Lord has made. You have to make a choice to rejoice and be glad in this day. What happened last night is last night. Come on now. Hallelujah. This is every day is a brand new day in Christ. Now, we'll start with the same verse we started with last Sunday, just to kick it off from there. Psalms 100, verse 2, the first part says, serve the Lord with gladness. He didn't say madness or sadness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Now, the Message translation said this, Psalms 100, verse 1 and 2, says, on your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Now, how many of you know that God sometimes wants you to bring a gift of laughter? And I said, well, I won't laugh until everything's really good. Well, you'll never laugh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing mercies into his presence. Sing yourself into his presence. Excuse me. Sing yourself into his presence. You mean God likes singing? Yes, the Father likes you singing. Not just listening to music, but becoming the music, singing to him. Amen. I mean, we see our songs that the praise team sung, and of course our offering song video here. It's real easy to sing to that, but when you're in a situation where there's no music going, sing to him. Sing to him. Romans 14, 17 through 18 says, for the kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Everybody say joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things, what things? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit is acceptable to God and approved by men. Philippians 4:4, Amplified Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always and delight, gladden yourselves in him. Again, I say rejoice. Now, we define rejoicing as, last week, the Greek word, to be cheerful, to be glad, to joy, to rekindle or stir up the joy by rejoicing exceedingly, to rejoying or refill your joy. So the Holy Spirit prompts you to rejoice so that you can be filled with him. Now, the Holy Spirit in person is there, but his power on you and in flowing through you has to constantly be refreshed and refilled. Why? Because you leak. Like your oil in your car, the oil of joy in our lives gets low and needs changing for a fresh supply. You can't just go around with old oil. Your engine will overheat in your car. It'll lock up. Your joy needs to be replenished and to be refilled. We require a continuous and continual refilling. Refueling, so to speak. Everyone acts different when they're filled with the Holy Spirit. You get turned into another man or another woman. Now remember, Romans tells us in Romans chapter 8 that the carnal mind is hostile to God. And if you're carnally minded, the Bible says in that same chapter, you bring death. You produce death. And but it says to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Now, Smith Wigglesworth said this wonderful, powerful statement that I want to bring to your attention. He said, the only way to keep from shrinking back into the natural mind or the carnal mind, from which you can receive nothing from God, is to be filled again and again with the Holy Spirit. Now, we charge our batteries on our phones so that they can last and operate and power those applications and those functions on that phone on a daily basis. But a lot of times we neglect filling up our spirit to function in the realm of the supernatural and to function in the spiritual force of joy for our journey. Because it's required that we serve the Lord with gladness. You don't serve the Lord just by coming to church for the 2 hours or 3 hours you hear at church, depending on how long you hear. You serve the Lord on your job. You serve the Lord in your business. You serve the Lord in your neighborhood. You serve the Lord at home. Amen. You're not supposed to be walking around mad, sad, bad, and moody. You don't want to just walk around saying, I'm just letting my hair down. This is the real me. And you walk around angry and looking like you've been sucking on sour lemons and prune juice all day. Romans, Nehemiah 8:10 and Message says, if this day is holy to God, don't feel bad. The joy of the Lord is your strength. What's your strength? Everybody say the joy of the Lord. Everybody say the joy of the Lord. Is my strength. Now, we said, if you don't have joy, you don't have strength. We're talking about spiritual strength, spiritual stamina, because the devil's busy every day. If you can see in the spirit realm, the realm around you is congested with hostile forces. But he told us in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord, not be weak in the Lord, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, his muscle, his inertia, his strength and ability. Be strong in the Lord. Well, the joy is the vehicle, the force that strengthens your spirit, strengthens your inner man. That's why it's important to walk in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Some people want the righteousness and they want the peace, everything going on fine and everything calm, but they don't want the joy. You can't leave the joy out. Because if you have no joy, then you have no strength. And if you have no strength, you can't resist the devil when he comes to tempt you and try you and mess with you. And if you can't resist the sin, sickness, Satan, and sorrow, then you don't win. And we said, like we said in pre-service prayer, friends, that you even look better when you're happy and joyful. Amen. Amen. People enjoy looking at pictures where people are happy. People looking at singers when they sing, they don't look like they're singing in pain. They look like they're singing happy. They don't look like they're singing in pity. Amen. See, being full of joy gives you a facelift and a faith lift. See, you can't get full of joy and look sad and mad and look like you're feeling bad. Some people say, "Well, I've been praying all day. I've been praying a lot, and you're looking so mean and ornery. You don't come out of the presence of God looking like that. I don't know where you've been, but you hadn't been in the presence of God, because the Bible says in Psalm 16, in His presence is the fullness of joy. Come on now." Some people can't even get into worship because they're full of themselves or full of logic, full of reasoning. I ain't got no reason to clap my hand. I don't got no reason to raise my hand. I don't have no reason to open my mouth. when your joy level is low. Are you listening to me? You can't come out of the presence of God and look sad and sorrowful. Unfortunately, some people are feeling and flesh conscious. They're moody, mad, and miserable all the time because everybody's always on the edge. What mood are they in today? And they letting everybody, they notifying everybody with their face. Don't mess with me. Don't bother me. I'm in a mood today. Some people are sin conscious. They're always thinking about what's going wrong, what has been done wrong. I must have done something wrong. And some people are just downright unconscious. Hallelujah. Listen to Psalm 16:11. I'm reading out a New Life Bible. It says, you will show them the way of life. Being with you is to be full of joy. Being with Jesus and being with God is to be full of joy. In your right hand, there is happiness forever. So I want to put some of you on notice. Don't come to church mad and sad because you hadn't been praying. We're going to say, go back and go pray. We're required that you come in with joy. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, I'm just kidding with you. Hallelujah. Come and get straightened out. Your countenance should make you God conscious that I've been with the Lord. I've been with my Heavenly Father. I've been with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The reason people get all weirded out and post crazy stuff on Facebook is because they're feeling bad and they hadn't been full of joy. Look at Psalms 5, verse 11. Let all those who take refuge and put their trust in you rejoice. So you see, joy is tied to your faith. If you trust God, then you would be happy. Because like when Kenneth E. Hagin said, if you believe that you received when you pray, when he was on that bed of sickness with all that stuff, he said, you would thank me for it. And without nobody telling him, he lifted his hands and began to thank and praise God. If you believe God, you would get happy. You would rejoice. You would get excited. Amen. He said, let them ever sing and shout for joy because you have covered over them with and defended them. Let them who also love your name be joyful in you and be in high spirits. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. See, because we said this before, and I'll say it again, it bears repeating. Doubt complains, worries, and is sad. Now go back over your life for the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks. How much complaining you've been doing? How much worrying you've been doing? Now, some of you in trouble. Some of you in transition. Things are changing in your life. Some of you are in trials. And some of you have been tempted. But how we respond to those determines if we're in doubt, fear, and unbelief, or we are in faith. Doubt complains. They talk about the problem. And they don't talk to the problem. We talk much about faith. We said, you got to talk to your mountain. Some people love talking about it. And they talk about what the devil's doing instead of what the Lord's doing. They complain, they worry, and they are sad. They'd have to get a crack, you know, a crane to pull their frown upside down. But he said, faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, say, doubt, complains, worries, and is sad. Faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad. You got to stay thankful to keep your tank full. And you rejoice to rekindle or refuel or refill that joy. You're refreshing that joy. Amen. It's not a feeling, it's a choice. Amen. You got to make a choice to rejoice. Amen. Amen. And friends, the Holy Spirit will have you laughing at some of the most unusual times and seasons of your life. And you might think, well, 1,000 demons are running over top of me. I feel like it. How many have been through some stuff here recently? Yeah. But the Holy Spirit wants to prompt you. That's why I couldn't get away from this message. He said, no, some people hadn't learned to rejoice. In the midst of pain, in the midst of every problem coming at them from all angles, in the midst of peril when it looked like it's not going to happen, it's not going to turn around, you got to learn to rejoice. The Holy Spirit will give you one of those, what we call unusual strategies. And tell you, say, laugh at in the face of that impossibility. Hallelujah. We talked about it last week. Brother Hagin said that, you know, when he had that stroke, semi-stroke, his mouth ran to the one side up, and he went to prayer in church, and pastor laid hands on him. And he said, I take it. Well, at home, the devil starts coming and messing with you, just like he does you and me. Is anybody here? Hello. He's not going to say, well, you said in Jesus' name, amen, so I'm going to leave you alone. No, there's a bridge between believing and receiving. And that bridge is rejoicing. And so laying in the bed that night, he began to feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit come up where? Out of his inner man. And he said that laughter began to come up. He said, first, it's, you know, we said, it sounds like a fake laugh, but let's just call it a faith laugh. Amen. Because he had to laugh by faith because he didn't feel like laughing. And some people say, well, I don't feel like jumping. I don't feel like laughing. I don't feel like running. I don't feel like shouting for joy. I didn't ask you about you feeling it. Amen? Amen. You got a faith laughing. So he began to faith laugh. Ha, ha, ha. On the devil. Are you listening to me? Ha, ha, ha. And the devil showed up and said, what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? And he said, I'm laughing at you, Mr. Devil. You got to talk back to the devil sometimes. Amen. You got to laugh right in the devil's face sometimes. He said, because you telling me that I am not going to get my healing this time. He said, that's right. You're not going to get your healing this time. This time you're not going to get it. The devil never attacks you about the past. He always dealing with you about your present pain and your present situation. And he said, ha, 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 Mr. Devil. He said, I don't have to get my healing. Jesus already got it for me. 2,000 years ago, I just believed I received it. Ha, ha, ha. And he laughed right in the devil's face. Now, for 45 minutes, he laughed and rejoiced in the bed. But he got up the next morning and all the paralysis and all the pain and everything was all cured and gone. Hallelujah. Are y'all getting this? See, the devil doesn't like getting laughed at. He's not used to it. He usually brings fear and threats, and that's where most Christians cower down. But the Bible says he's not giving you the spirit of bondage, again, to fear. But the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. And so he gets you to cower down. God has not given us the spirit of what? Fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So he wants you to cower down and get afraid and get sad and start being sorrowful. And then you want everybody to pat you on the back and stroke your head and say, poor old you, look at all the bad stuff that you're going through. We understand you're just suffering and going through all these problems. No, sometimes you got to rise up against the devil. Amen. Doubt complains, worries, and is sad. Faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad. Y'all hear y'all going home. But the Holy Spirit at times, friends, will prompt you to laugh at the impossibilities the devil brings. He says, you're not going to get your healing this time. You're not going to get your needs met this time. You're not going to get this done this time. Everybody, let's practice. Say, ha, ha, ha. Your laugh of faith and your rejoicing of faith in the face of the enemy's fear, attacks, and threats literally diffuses the threat environment. You come in looking like you're a deer in the headlights, you're in a threat environment. You got to defuse that threat environment. See, when you laugh in faith at impossibilities, because your victory is in Jesus and not in your own strength. You are redeemed by the blood, and there's power in the blood and in the name of Jesus. The battle is the Lord's and the victory is yours. You neutralize and defuse that fear and threat environment. And more importantly, you show a greater respect for God and his word when you laugh in the face of impossibilities. Let's say it again, ha ha ha. Now here's a quote from Martin Luther. Many of you know he's the father of the what they call the Protestant Reformation. He made a statement about faith. Listen to this, what he said about faith. The heart overflows with gladness and leaps and dances for joy it has found in God. In this experience, the Holy Spirit is active and has taught us in a flash of a moment the deep secret of joy. You will have as much joy and laughter in life as you have faith in God. Faith laughs at impossibilities. Some people think, well, I'm believing God, I'm believing. And they're not even happy. They're not even excited. They're not even confident and joyous in their expectation. Now let's talk about laughter as the best medicine. Medical science says that your body doesn't know the difference between a fake laugh or a real laugh. Instead, a fake laugh, we say a faith laugh. Now, Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Anybody want to have dry bones? You brittle and you're bitter and you're bothered all the time? That means that there's not a merry heart going on. Hallelujah. Our Bishop Butler one time was told this testimony about the doctor who said, you know, he had a whole bunch of things going on in the ministry projects and stuff, and he was all stressed and stress-related, and he said, what's bothering me? What's wrong with me? And the doctor told him, you got to laugh, you got to do 12 belly laughs a day. That's what's his prescription. I'm prescribing you 12 belly laughs a day. So he got from being all serious and so focused on getting things done and like a machine, and sometimes some of us just pile stress on top of stress on top of stress on top of stress, and sometimes it breaks down your body. Am I talking to somebody today? And he said, you got to laugh 12 belly laughs. When he began to enjoy the laughing and rejoicing, all the problems and the symptoms and the knots in the stomach and the sensing like he's getting ulcers and sensing like he's having chest pains or back problems, all of that left. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Everybody say, ha, ha, ha. See, a glad heart, basic English Bible says, makes a healthy body. What? A glad heart. The Jerusalem Bible says a glad heart is excellent medicine. A spirit depressed wastes bones away. That's why the devil wants to mess with you, because he wants to oppress you so he can depress you. He can't depress you until he oppresses you. But you resist with that joy, with that strength. You resist that sorrow. You resist that sickness. You resist that sin. You go, ha, 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 on the devil. Amen. Amen. Just naturally speaking, laughter, happy emotions, and expressions of joy release endorphins that relieve pain. I'd like to say that some people's endorphins haven't been out for so long. Or if they did come out, they'd be dressed in the 1980s, because that's the last time you got drunk in the Holy Spirit and got in joy. Remember back in the 70s and 80s, the bell-bottom jeans and I think it's coming back, but I don't know if they're coming back with all this stuff. But anyway, even psychologists say laughter is the best way to deal with stress and its mental and physical effects. Laughter improves our health, helping our immune system fight disease, lower blood pressure, and fighting heart disease. According to a doctor, his name is Dr. Gedernigan, a family doctor and professor at the University of Minnesota Medical School, humor promotes good health. He states the positive emotions associated with laughter and humor often involve the dopamine system of the brain. When one laughs, various muscle groups are activated, but the period after the laugh is characterized by generally muscle relaxation, which can last up to 45 minutes. Greater relaxation is seen with true laughter compared with simulated laughter. So we have all the capacity to laugh. Say that with me, I have the capacity to laugh and stay full of joy. So joy originates out of a different place. It originates out of your newborn, recreated human spirit. It's a fruit of the spirit or a force of the spirit. Because it's just not a fruit, it's a force. And this heavenly triumphant joy springs out of the truth that you know in your heart. And the truth is that if God be for you, who can be against you? Because that truth comes up and you laugh when the devil says you're going to lose this time. And the Bible says, what shall we say to the thing? If God be for me, who can be against me? Ha, 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 you devil. I'm not going to lose this time because Jesus never lost a case and the Father God never lost a battle. And the battle is the Lord's, the victory is mine. So I shout the victory. I shout for joy. Hallelujah. Now, instead of talk about it, you ought to laugh about it and rejoice about it. You rejoice in the truth that you are in Christ, that old things are passed away, all things become new. You're not who your mom and dad said you are. You're not who your past says you are. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you rejoice in the fact that I am a new creation, a brand new person in Christ Jesus. Every day is a brand new day in Christ. Every day. The truth that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. You could say like Smith Wigglesworth said, he said, I'm 1,000 times bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. Now, I didn't say you feel like 1,000, but you could say by faith, I'm 1,000 times bigger on the inside than the outside. Every time, or even in times, when it seems like you had lost everything, and you're flat on your back. Hello, somebody. You can look up to Jesus and let that laughter bubble up right out of your heart. Now you have to let it. That means by faith, you make a choice. And by faith, you believe and you yield to it. And you act on it. You don't suppress that laughter. You don't duct tape the Holy Spirit inside of you. You let it rise up big inside of you. Amen? You can rejoice in the Lord and take his strength, which is your joy. Remember what Nehemiah 8:10 says. This day is holy to the Lord. Don't feel bad. The joy of God is your strength. Everybody say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. See, supernatural joy and strength will give you staying power when everything around you falls apart. When people fall out, flake out, fall out, with joy, you can have staying power. Now, let me talk to some of y'all, the church members. A little pastoral interjection here. When you have problems, you could power through them and you don't have to fall out. Where you been? 3 weeks. Well, I've been going through. Well, everybody's going through. Go through it. Hallelujah. And stay faithful. Amen. Because you have staying power with the joy of the Lord. I can usually tell when somebody's is flaking out, falling out, because they don't have any joy. They lost their staying power. Listen to what the Amplified says of Nehemiah 8:10, the second half. And be not grieved or depressed. Because some people grieve and grumble when they go through problems. Amplified says, don't be grieved or depressed. He said, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold. Amen. So joy releases resurrection power that melts down disease. So laugh at the disease, laugh at torment, laugh at lack by faith in Jesus' name. Romans 8:11 tells us, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Amen. So resurrection power resides on inside of everybody here in the believer. But how is it released? By faith. Faith is believing and speaking. The tongue of the language of faith can sound like a laughter. Yes, I'm suggesting and telling some of you that you have to have a faith laugh. Amen. You might have to start off, ha, ha, ha. I believe I receive. I thank you for it, Lord. I rejoice. I give you praise and honor and glory for your word coming to pass in my life. I activate the greater one on the inside of me. The same power that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of me, quickens my mortal body. So it's bringing life to my limbs, bringing life to my elbows, my joints, my ligaments, my knees, my back. It's bringing life to my head. Come on now. Your blood vessels. Come on now. Hallelujah. Your eyesight, your ears, hearing, your nose, your mouth, your jaw, your bones, all your skin, bringing life to me. Ha, 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 Mr. Devil. Hallelujah. That laughter that comes from your spirit is targeted at that impossible situation. Did y'all hear that? That laughter that comes right out of your spirit is targeting that impossible situation. It will direct the flow of resurrection power that will give you life to your body. It's time that we all come off of pills and medication. Amen. Are you listening to me? It's time, it's beyond time for you to go to the doctor with your faith report and say, check me out, doc. The healing power of God has worked mightily in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because see, you can turn impossible situations around into a testimony of God's grace. Job 5:22 says it this way, you shall laugh at destruction and famine. So whatever your situation is today, do as Job did, laugh at destruction and famine. Open your mouth, speak to your mountain, let those endorphins loose and release your faith in God with a laugh. Amen. It will not only release endorphins for your natural body, but it will release your faith. Keep your faith going with a laughter. Because the devil will tell you, no, you didn't get anything when you came to church. You didn't get your healing when you get, you just ha, ha, ha. How do you respond? And I'm teaching you. How do you respond? How do you respond when you're at work and you believe God for a successful week and it seems like all hell is breaking loose Monday and Tuesday? What do you do to it? Talk about it? I guess you just let your faith just lose at that point. No, you laugh at it. Amen. You shout the victory in it. You go in the bathroom somewhere. You go in the way in privacy of your own area and begin to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Demonstrate supernatural joy in your life today by rejoicing, smiling, and laughing. Because remember, joy irritates the devil. The devil loves to hang out in the places like depression, grief, sorrow, but where there's joy in the presence and the glory of God come in and run the devil off. Friends, the anointing is called the oil of joy. Now, in in Isaiah 61:3, the Bible says that the oil is of joy is for mourning or grieving or acting sorrowful. That means you're acting like you're losing when Jesus is your victor. Amen. And he's given you and me the victory. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He brought me. He sought me with his redeeming love. Come on now. Hallelujah. The oil of joy. Says, Lord, I need more oil because I'm starting to grieve. I'm starting to grumble. I'm starting to feel sorry for myself. I'm wanting everybody to have pity on me. I got that pouty look in my face. And the oil of gladness is in Hebrews, where it says the oil of Hebrews 11:1, you have loved righteousness and hate lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness. Everybody say the oil of gladness, more than your companions. So get ready for a turnaround. Now, we're going to demonstrate in just a second. But Psalms 126 says, we read that during the offering. When the Lord brought again the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. And we are glad. Everybody say, I'm glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams of the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Everybody say, joy. Those who continue to go forth weeping, he who continue to go forth weeping, bearing precious seed for sowing, shall doubtless, in faith, not doubt, doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Because God specializes in turning things around, friends. It is time, church family. I'm talking to you individually and collectively as a group. It's time to leave the devil with an overwhelming sense of failure by laughing, dancing, and shouting. Amen. Who says everything's got to be done before you shout? You got to shout when the walls are up, when it seems like there's no hope left. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what happens when believers get together. We celebrate Christ's victory. It says that our mouths are filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Remember, T.D. Jakes said it, and we quoted it last Sunday, that if we don't rejoice, the devil will think he's winning. If you don't rejoice, the devil will think he's winning in your life. When you see a great victory in Christ on the cross and the resurrection, it will make you laugh that Jesus has already conquered him. He's a defeated foe. He's just lying because there's no truth in him. He's saying you're going to have this disease, this debilitating condition the rest of your life. You say, ha, ha, ha. There's no truth in you. All truth is in Jesus, and by his stripes I am healed. So I rejoice and I thank God for it. Hallelujah. You see, friends, we don't fight a seen battle per se, but our contest or conflict is with unseen forces and foes. So the devil tries to rob you of your joy so you have no strength. And you can't stay in strength and in faith when you have no joy. Are you listening to me? Because faith is your victory that overcomes the world, but you, without no joy, you lose the fire and the fuse to your faith. Amen. Are y'all here today? Because see, Satan and demons are evil spirits. Sickness is a spirit. It has a spiritual root cause. It manifests in your body physically, but spirit sickness is the nasty offspring of Satan and sin. Sorrow and ungodly grief is a spirit of heaviness. Discouragement and depression, that's what it is. Poverty and lack are spiritual forces. They affect and manifest in the natural, monetary, and material resource realm as lack, limitation, want, and insufficiency. Fear is a spiritual force. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Because, see, God got the last laugh when he raised Jesus from the dead. So the Holy Spirit will prompt you, like he's going to prompt all y'all today. Everybody's included. I'm not excluding anybody, including Donovan back there. Look at him. He's back there playing. He's already ready to laugh at in derision. I mean, I almost laugh yourself silly at the enemy's plans to steal, kill, and destroy you. Amen. Because, see, in Christ, listen to this real closely, you and I share his victory. His victory is your victory. His triumph is your triumph. Because he overcame, you overcome. Whew, that's enough to get happy about there right now. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be to God who always leads us to triumph in Christ through us, diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. And friends, your laugh of triumph is sweet, is a sweet smell of victory to Christians and all, and at the same time, a defeat to the enemy. So you laugh at your enemies, such as sickness, poverty, fear. And one way, this is one way we enforce the authority and victory Jesus gave us. You're laughing and you're rejoicing is a sign to an unseen heaven and hell that God has planned, what God has planned will come to pass in your life. He's telling you you're not going to recover from that loss or whatever. You laugh. We're going to recover all. We're going to get threefold recompense. Amen. 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 He might be telling you your business is going to get dissipated. No, no, no. You're going to recover all. It's going to be better, 10 times better than it ever was before. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. You're not going backwards. You're going forwards. But here's the key. Your celebration is a demonstration of your expectation. Your celebration is a demonstration of your expectation. Now, what did Jesus say in John 14:16-24? Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Now, some of us get so sorrowful and get under pity and under pouting all the time about our problems that we forget to ask God to deliver us, to turn things around for us. Let's just say, for example, you went behind because of some situation that happened at the house financially. Setbacks don't need to be where you stay back. Setbacks don't need to be where you stay back. Now, Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. So we ask the Father in Jesus' name. Why did he say it? He said, you shall receive that your joy may be full. Now, how can your joy be full when your kids are sick and you sick? How can your joy be full when you can't pay your bills and you're behind on all your payments? How can your joy be full when you have an all kind of H-E-L-L and high water on the job or in your business? New Living Translation said this, you will have abundant joy. And your cup, the New Living Bible says, your cup of joy will overflow. Amen. Now, there was a pastor, testimony about a pastor who was needed $3 million. We don't need $3 million, but we need several thousands of dollars for the building project. So, he's there praying. And some, doing his duty, like we sometimes do our duty, praying. Lord, I need $3 million. 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 He's talking to the Lord about this $3 million. He's praying intensely. He's praying intensely. He's asking, but he said, you shall receive. Because Mark 11:24, you got to ask in faith. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. So how would you act if you got the $3 million? This kept coming back to his spirit. And he kept praying, Lord, give me the $3 million. I need $3 million. We need $3 million for the building project. And he said, how would you act if you got the $3 million? And it kept coming to him, kept coming to him. He kept praying. Then all of a sudden he said, huh? What? I got it. Okay, how would I act? Oh, I need to change. And the Lord said, well, how would you act? Faith acts. And so he began to act like he had the $3 million. How would you act if your every single disease and symptom of your body left you in a moment of time? How would you act? Hallelujah. Of all your problems and all your mountains got flattened out and straightened out and all your situation turned around. How would you act at what you believe in God came true today in your life? How would you act? Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. How would you act? Your celebration is a demonstration of your expectation. Amen. Amen. How would you act if the answers to your prayers came manifesting in your life this very day, this very week? Whew, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so that pastor got up and got to shout. He said, I got it. I got it now. I got to rejoice. I got to dance. I got to shout. I got to laugh. He's just that. And the $3 million came in. Next time he needed $16 million. Same thing. He acted like the $16 million was already come in. I remember back even when I started managing the restaurant, the Lord would challenge me. He said, how would you act? What are you going to do about this? He said, you're missing 9 people in your restaurant. So in the car, driving to work, because you need people, right, to get your purpose and the will of God done in your life. So at the time, I was a manager up in North Tulsa, Oklahoma, and driving to work. And I'm giving God praise and thanksgiving. I almost wanted to stop the car a couple times on the highway and start running down the street. But guess what? All the people I needed came. All the sales I needed came. All the benefits and bonus that I needed and desired came. Come on now. How would you act if everything that you believe in God for came to pass in your life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because remember, Luke 12:32 says, do not fear, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So he wants you to have full of joy. God don't want you to run around sad, mad, depressed, discouraged, despondent. So when you pray to the Father in Jesus' name, get your dancing shoes on and begin to act like you got it. Now y'all looking at me in the tone of voice like this is something strange. You got to dance, put your dancing shoes on and start acting like you got it. That's your faith in action. God will turn things around in your life. Now, if you can't dance, scoot. Psalms 30, verse 11 says, you have turned my mourning into dancing, and you've put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. God says, I'll give you one night to cry about it, one evening to get over it. But in the morning, put your dancing shoes on. In the morning, put your shouting clothes on. Come on now. In the morning, put your laughter in your voice. Put victory in your voice and begin to shout the victory. Somebody say, glory to God. It's never too late, friends, for a turnaround, for the dream can come true in your life. Rejoice. Amen. And when you turn and you do your rejoicing, and your turnaround comes in your life, it can turn around an entire generation. Think about how it will affect your whole family when they see the miracles and signs and wonders and the answers to prayer coming, bop, 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 just lining up in your family. Hallelujah. Somebody said, glory to God. And then lastly, you got to yield to the Holy Spirit. Smith Wigglesworth has said, once you yield to the Holy Spirit, the Lord has power over your intellect, over your heart and over your voice. See, the Holy Spirit gets full of you because you got to lose your mind sometimes and get the mind of Christ. You got to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. You got to get filled with joy. You got to say, the devil's been talking to you, and you started trying to compute and logic and reason and rationalize everything. And the devil said, just lose your mind and get the mind of Christ. Get drunk in the Holy Spirit. Begin to laugh in the Spirit. And it's the most unusual, illogical way to do things. But God said, this is very spiritual and very powerful. Because joy and rejoicing are the serious business of heaven. Wigglesworth went on to say, the Holy Spirit has power to unveil Christ and project the vision of Christ upon the canvas of your mind and use your tongue to glorify and magnify him in a way that you can never do apart from the Holy Spirit's power. Last scripture, Acts 13:52. And the disciples were continually filled throughout their whole souls with joy and the Holy Spirit. See, if you're going to be a Christ follower, if you're going to learn and follow Christ, you remember Christ rejoiced in the Spirit in Luke chapter 10. And he rejoiced and praised God while he was on the cross. During his worst hour and moments of life, he was praising God. What does he expect us to do? Pout about it? No, shout about it. Pity party it? No, dance party it. Holy Ghost party it. Hallelujah. Begin to laugh it up. Hallelujah. Dad Hagin says, the world must learn to receive Jesus, but the Christian must learn to receive the Holy Spirit. He also said in the prophecy, if the devil brings to your mind your faults, your failures, and your past, then you turn to him and say, ha ha, Mr. Devil, that doesn't exist anymore. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. The blood has washed away that all away. And then you laugh in the face of the enemy. This is a prophecy. Ha, ha, ha. And he, Dad Hagin, said, if the enemy persists, then you persist in laughing. Come on, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.